With temperatures expected to drop this weekend, comes a cold reminder of February's winter storm Uri, when the state's power grid failed, knocking out power for millions and killing hundreds of Texans. After state lawmakers passed a law requiring winterization of power plants, ERCOT released their inspection report Thursday, revealing only 10 of 302 generation resources and 6 of 22 transmission facilities needed to correct deficiencies, with many of them having done so already.
I give credit for the progress they've made there. I think, though, there are still significant problems in the system.
For energy consultant Doug Lewin, those problems are with natural gas supply facilities, since they power many of those power plants, but were unable to do so last winter after freezing up.
There is no requirement from any regulatory body that gas supply be winterized this winter.
In recent meetings, the Railroad Commission of Texas, which regulates natural gas, pushed back on blame for last winter's outages.
The insistence that natural gas producers are the primary culprit of the February blackouts is pure hyperbole.
The new law does not require natural gas supply to winterize until a committee completes a report on which facilities need to make these preparations, which will likely happen in 2023 and won't happen this winter. Lewin compares this predicament to a car.
You do everything to maintain your automobile, to make sure it's in perfect working condition. If you cannot get gas to put in the tank, you're not going very far in that car.
Lewin also points out this winterization report, which paints a rosy picture of progress, comes a day after they released a report without any press release that drastically undershot the anticipated energy demand for the next 5 years by 10% when compared to what Texans actually demanded during the February storm.
The timing to me is suspect, frankly, and they forecast that level of demand well out to 2026 and beyond, as if in the next 5 years they could never imagine another February happening.